No, children are a blessing. We're supposed to be fruitful and multiply. We're supposed to be having lots of children according to the Bible. Psalm 127 says this,
"Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate."
God says children are a blessing. We should want to have our quiver full of them. It's a joy and a blessing and a good thing to have children. So when you teach this and you say, hey, be fruitful, multiply, increase abundantly, exceedingly, have children. Don't use birth control. You don't need to be Onan. You don't need to murder your own children. You don't need to sit there and abstain from a physical relationship from your spouse during the best parts of the month. No, the Bible is telling us to have children. People will say this, well, if you do that, you're just going to get pregnant every 9 months. And that's not healthy. That's what they'll say, won't they? If you heard this opposition? Now, personally, I don't think that that's healthy for women to have children every 9 or 10 months. And frankly, that's why God didn't design it that way. And that's why, even though my wife and I use no birth control, we do not have children every 9 or 10 months. You say, Pastor Anderson, how do you do it? How are you not having children every 11, 12 months, Pastor Anderson? What's the deal? What's your secret? Hosea chapter 1, verse 8 says this,
"Now when she had weaned Lo Ruhamah, she conceived and bare a son."
When did this woman conceive? When she weaned. Why? Because breastfeeding will stop you from getting pregnant.
Simply breastfeeding your baby regularly and exclusively can help you prevent another pregnancy for 6 months. How does it work? Well, if you breastfeed exclusively, that means no formula or other baby foods, the hormones in your body will naturally change to prevent ovulation, the release of an egg. No egg, no pregnancy. This all happens naturally without a prescription or any medication. Breastfeeding is safe, simple, and convenient. There are no negative side effects. There's nothing to buy. There are a lot of great health and nutrition benefits for your baby and for you. Breastfeeding is incredibly effective as birth control. So effective that for every 100 women who breastfeed continuously for the first 6 months after birth, only one or two of them will get pregnant.
It is 99% effective if you do it properly. If you breastfeed on demand, your child, that will prevent you from getting pregnant again until it is naturally safe to do so. Look, God designed it in his wisdom. Think about how smart God is. God designs it where a woman gives birth to a child and then breastfeeding that child keeps her from getting pregnant again until her body has a chance to recover. And then by the time the child is older and grown and able to eat a lot of solids and breastfeeding less and less, then the woman's fertility will come back and then she'll be able to have the next child. And this is not a birth control method because we were going to breastfeed the kid anyway. It's just called doing it normal. It's called just having your kid and feeding it the way God planned. So this isn't natural family planning. That's why I want to make sure there's no confusion here. This is not a birth control method. This is not using birth control and yet having children that are spaced normally and naturally and healthy. But this is why it doesn't work for most people, because if you put your kid on a 4-hour feeding schedule, not going to work.